Jim, I don't know if it was by design or coincidence, but what are the benefits of having Colin Kaepernick making his first road start in the Superdome where you'll play for the World Championship on Sunday?
What are the benefits? He's played in the stadium like all our team has. I don't know how much of an advantage that is. Can't really put an advantage quotient on it.
Tell us a little bit about when you prepared. Did you try and keep this week before the Super Bowl normal, or did you try and install everything before you got down here with all the media distractions?
Not to go into the plan of what we're trying to do, what we're trying to accomplish. We've got a good idea. It's what we've done, and it's been successful so far. Our team's been really focused, focused on winning, focused on the unity of the team. I think it's really genuine. I think it's the best focus on unity and winning that I've ever seen or been a part of. This week, we try to make it like a normal week. Being here on Sunday, in the city starting Monday like it's a week leading up to a Sunday game is our plan.
Jim, you played for Coach George Seifert for 1 year, correct?
Yes, about 9 weeks.
Yeah. Can you talk about that experience and what did you glean from that, from being coached by him?
Quite a bit. It was a real pleasure to work with George Seifert, to get a chance to know him. And I didn't get on the field that year. And one of the really great things was being able to meet Greg Roman, who was a assistant offensive line coach at the time, and was just so impressed with his knowledge of football and the kind of guy he was. Struck up a very good friendship within the first couple weeks that I was there, and made friends right off the bat. And that was later. Getting a chance to work with him was a real great thing for us.
Hey, Jim. Can you tell us if you've talked to any other Super Bowl coaches to glean any insight on how to prepare for Super Bowl week? And what do you see as the special challenges being a first-time Super Bowl coach?
No real in-depth type of things. Had a short conversation with Bill Cowher when he was out interviewing some of our players, and I was on a radio show the other day, and John Madden was on as well. A couple short comments as well. So and the second part of the question was? What are all the challenges?
Yeah, what are the challenges being a rookie
Super Bowl coach? Well, that you haven't done it before. Uncharted waters for a rookie Super Bowl coach. So, but that's exciting too. We have a great thrill and great desire of being in uncharted waters. Our coaches and our players have always relished that, always thrived in that kind of environment. But,
Coach, I'm sorry. Coach over here, Rick Garcia, Multimedios, Monterrey, Mexico. Coach, what can you assess on coaching a franchise or for a franchise that has never lost a Super Bowl? And being here in New Orleans, back again with 49ers, playing a Super Bowl at the Superdome. What can you tell us about that? And also, I would like to ask you, what are your plans during the week working with the team and the fans that you may expect coming down to New Orleans to support the 49ers on this Super Bowl?
Well, there's a great 49er history with our team, and we're proud of that. As far as working during the week, meetings, practices, and that'll be our focus each day. Be weightlifting involved tomorrow, and meetings and practices.
Jim, Bill Walsh famously, before his first Super Bowl and the 49ers' first Super Bowl, dressed up as a bellboy to greet his bellman to greet his players off the bus. You did not do that, but do you see any need or sense to add some levity to this for the players? Do you think your players need any kind of ease off on the pressure, or are they okay no matter what with this?
Well, Deshaun Golston had a quote on our quote board about 2.5 weeks ago that said, "We get fresher under pressure." So that bodes well for us.
Jim, you started your career in the 80s. What do you recall about the 49ers and their dominance? And can you believe that it's been this long since they've been back in 1994?
What I remember, I mean, I played against some of those teams that were, as you described, dominant. And the organization has a tremendous history, and we're very proud of it. This is new business, and our team is focused on winning a championship.
Coach, Stacey Dales, NFL Network. How much of yourself do you see in your quarterback in terms of your attitude and your passion for the game?
I know I shared this with some of some of our beat writers a week and a half ago, but it's true. This is a true story. Colin reminds, when Colin's running, and he's the stride that he has, the gracefulness with his stride, the ground that he covers, how fast and quick he is, reminds me of myself. And then I wake up. But I dream, when I have dreams and visions of how I run personally, it's the way Colin runs.
Coach.
Oh.
How important has Trent Baalke been to the makeup of your team?
A very important, key integral member. It's a team effort. We've always said that. Everybody does a little, and it adds up to be a lot. That's been our approach.
Yeah, Jim, have you been to a Super Bowl before? And if so, which one, and what was the experience? And if not, how do you like it so far?
Yes, I've attended Super Bowls in the past. For example, the Green Bay Packers, Pittsburgh Steelers 2 years ago. Was at this Super Bowl in New Orleans when San Francisco played Denver. And there might have been one other one along the way. No, I wasn't doing any work. So, fan watching. There might have been a couple other ones.
Coach, Paul Antunes, ESPN Brazil. I remember when I watched you play, you were a very gutsy quarterback.
Can you spread the word on that a little? Can you get that out? Try not to keep that to yourself.
You were gutsy, especially with the Colts and all. But
appreciate it.
Yeah. When Alex Smith got hurt, he was playing well. He had two good games, yeah. And you came with Colin, and you stayed with Colin. I mean, he's in his second year, and that was gutsy. Kind of reminded us of maybe Drew Bledsoe in 2001, where Bill Belichick stayed with Tom Brady or not. Did you ever second-guess yourself? Because, I mean, people were saying about maybe you losing the locker room and, you know, just a lot of speculation on negative things that could happen with the decision. Did you ever second-guess yourself?
Well, Alex had played a lot more than two good games. He had played, 26, 28 really good games. and I thought it was a unique situation. Viewed it that way when it happened, that, my experience had always been that, when it comes to playing the best quarterback or playing the quarterback with the hot hand, it was choosing between two guys that were struggling, at least in my own personal experience, and that was far from the case that we were looking at the time. Two quarterbacks that were playing extremely well and, made the decision that we thought was best for our team.
Coach, with Colin Kaepernick being a read option quarterback, Baltimore has a different type of defense than it appears you've seen so far in the playoffs. Are you going to allow him to come out and make his own reads, or are you going to go with a pass option, turn to Frank Gore for the running, or just let Colin kind of go as he pleases?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't categorize Colin as a read option quarterback, for starters. And then, to answer your question, all those things will be possibilities, and we'd love for our opponent to consider them all. And you know, Colin's extremely talented and at the read option. He's extremely talented throwing the football as well. So there's a lot of directions we could go.
Jim, do you consider this week a distraction for your players, or is it more of a Youngstown type of experience where the whole team can get together and really focus on football?
the latter, and it's, I think it's a good thing, you know, that we've done this really the last two years. You know, stayed in a hotel, had our meetings in a hotel, and then go to a facility to practice, and then get ready for a game. But same approach as always, really. I mean, enjoy the moment, enjoy the preparation. I think that's when our team enjoys the most is the practice, the meetings, and then especially the competition. So gearing up for the competitive nature of a football game, you know, a championship game. Very, very excited about it.
Hey, Jim. You know, obviously a lot of new coaches go into situations and there's the temptation to blow it up. When you got to San Francisco almost 2 years ago now, what led you to decide, you know, a lot of the foundation in place here, even though they haven't been winning, is sturdy and ready to go, and we can win with a lot of the players that are already here?
You know, just watching the tape, you know, just I think just looking at the tape and then one conversation at a time with the players, getting to know them, you know, realized that we had some, we had a lot of character, we had a lot of talent.
Jim, when you were with your brother at Gettysburg in 2011, did you guys talk about this possible scenario? And did you talk about that growing up as kids, that one day you could meet in the Super Bowl?
No, not as kids. At Gettysburg, we our conversations about facing each other were the November 25th game that we knew was on the schedule, Thanksgiving game.
Talk a little bit about last year coming up, just this game short, now that you're here in the Super Bowl. How much credit do you give Cap for being maybe the final piece, the final thing? You know, was it his difference that made it difference between one game and taking the final step?
It's been a team effort. Feel like there's a lot of people that have a lot of fingerprints on this team's success. Like I said, the team has been focused on the unity of the team and on winning better than any team I've ever seen or been around. And really credit that to the men in the locker room. And they enjoy each other's company. They like being around each other. They like competing. And they hold themselves to a high standard in terms of that. Colin's play has been outstanding. You know, and he deserves tremendous amount of credit for that. And he, like the rest of the guys on the team, are focused on the opportunity to play and win a championship.
Jim, when you were during the summer or the off season, when you were planning how this season would go in terms of practices and meetings and scheduling, mm-hmm. How far out did you take it? Did you take it all the way up to the Super Bowl? And how has this season gone to plan?
I mean, you definitely have a plan. And then you also have a feel as well. So really, both those things were at work.
So did you schedule all the way up to this point?
Yeah, I had a plan and a feel.
Jim, Ray Lewis obviously has gotten a lot of attention heading into this Super Bowl, but you guys have your own number 52, who's a really good player as well. Can you just talk about what Patrick Willis means to your team and how he's contributed to the growth and development of your defense?
So much Patrick Willis means to our team. He's the part of the fabric of the character of the defense of the team. Very humble person, and so many guys that there's two kind of people really. I mean, there's the people that get the job done, and then there's the people that want to take credit for getting the job done. And it's far less competitive in the second case. And Patrick Willis is certainly a get the job done type of guy. And that just influences, and the rest of the team feeds off of that.
Coach O, I wanted to come back to the Kaepernick decision that you made, because last year Alex took the team all the way to the NFC Championship. It would have been safe to go back to Alex. You decided to roll the dice a little bit. Well, not a little bit, but considerably. Can you describe in your own personality why you decided not to play it safe, why you decided to go for the gamble? Because obviously anything short of the Super Bowl would have kind of been a failure or coming up short from where you were a year ago.
Well, I described it in my own personality. We did what we thought was best for the team, what helped us win games, what we thought gave us the best chance. All right. That's my personality.
Thank you, Coach.
Okay, thanks.